Women, Harriet Tubman rescued slaves. The female anti-slavery convention in 1837 saw Sojourner Truth link abolition with women's rights. Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton were the main campaigners at Seneca Falls in 1848. Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin in 1852. The American Equal Rights Association, AERA, formed in 1866. Susan B. Anthony and Stanton founded the National Woman Suffrage Association, NWSA, in 1869. The American Woman Suffrage Association, AWSA, was founded the following year, 1870. In 1890, they merged to form the NAWSA. Wyoming in 1869 and Utah in 1870 granted women the right to vote. The Women's Christian Temperance Union, formed in 1874, saw influence in 24 states with 27,000 members in 1880, which rose to 168,000 members in 1890, and then to 800,000 members in 1920. The Populist Party got over 8% of the vote at the 1892 presidential election. Elizabeth Leith was a well-known orator for the party, and women took an active role in the Grange Movement and Farmers' Alliance. The Women's National Indian Association for Native Rights was formed in 1883. Female graduates established 400 settlement houses. Susan B. Anthony and 150 other women tried to vote in 1871 and 1872, but they were arrested and kept silent at trial. Minor v. Happersett in 1875 saw the 14th Amendment ruled that it did not allow women the right to vote nationally, but states could impose their own state laws that would allow them to vote. There were campaigns in 33 states for the vote, and Colorado and Idaho voted in favor before 1912. 20 states permitted widows with school-aged children to vote. Harriet Stanton Blatch led public parades. In 1913, Alice Paul and Lucy Burns formed the Militant Congressional Union, which was later the National Women's Party in 1916. The National Association opposed to women's suffrage in 1911 had a journal called the Remonstrance, and they used the argument that women were angels of the earth. Only 2% of trade unionists were women in 1914, even though 25% of female employment was in the factory. World War I. Carrie Chapman Catt promised promise of suffrage would mean support in the war, and Wilson agreed. 3 million more women were working in World War I than in 1865. 30,000 women worked for the armed forces. 20,000 women travelled overseas to support the army through the YMCA, Red Cross and the Salvation Army. 358 women were killed serving overseas. However, the Women's Peace Party called for an end to war, which saw a division. Although women gained the right to vote in 1917 in New York and Illinois, and in 1918 in South Dakota, Michigan, and Omaha. After World War I, 24% of free women worked in 1924. This was 10% in 1840 and 15% in 1870. The end of the Civil War saw 60% as domestic servants and 1% white-collar work, but in 1920 there were 18% domestic servants and 40% white-collar work. There was an average of 5 children per couple in 1861, and this was down to 3 by 1920. In 1870 there were more boys than girls in school, but in 1920 it was equal. 2/3 of white children of both sexes were now being educated. 1890 saw more female high school graduates than boys. In 1870, 10% of African-American girls graduated high school. In 1914, this rose to 30%. In 1870, 60% of teachers were women. In 1914, this rose to 86%. The number of women with degrees doubled, and 30% of all university degrees were awarded to women in 1920. The diaphragm was made available by Margaret Sanger in 1917. They gained the right to vote in 1920 with the 19th Amendment. The NAWSA changed to the League of Women's Voters. This was divided as Catt wanted integration into politics, whereas Adams wanted campaigning on women's issues. The 1920 turnout was low. Only 5-10% of the NAWSA joined the LWV, Association of Southern Women for the Prevention of Lynching, and the Women's International League for Peace also divided women's attentions. The Daughters of the American Revolution were a conservative group. Some states, even by the 1960s, did not allow married women to sign contracts independently. The National Women's Party wanted the ERA. However, the ERA might have removed some gains. For example, in 1876, Massachusetts set women's working hours to be a maximum of 10. In 1912, the Supreme Court ruled the regulation of women's working hours illegal. And in 1920, 75% of states had passed regulations restricting their hours. Wisconsin passed equal rights legislation in 1921. In 1933, Frances Perkins was a cabinet member. In 1936, the import of birth control devices was made legal. 12% of wives who worked in 1920 did so to support children. 28% of the female workforce was married. The number of women workers increased from 11.7% to 15.2% in the 1930s. World War II. Oklahoma took until 1941 to amend legislation allowing women to hold public office. By 1945, 234 women were in state legislatures. Only two governors of states in 1939, and these were only standing in for their husbands. The Women's Advisory Committee set up to advise on using women during the war. The increase in state legislatures from 144 to 228. The National Council of Negro Women had little impact. 100,000 women served in the armed forces. In 1944, women's manufacturing salary was $31.21 a week. Men's was $54.65 a week. 6 million women entered the workforce, which was over a third of the total workforce, as the war absorbed 15 million men. 37,000 women were killed in ammunition factories. The end of 1946 saw 2 million women fired from heavy industry. 800,000 had been fired within the first 2 months of the end of the war. In the 1960s, the birth control pill was made available. Actually, it was made available in the late 1950s. The gender pay gap increased from $1,000 a year in 1945 to $3,000 a year in 1960. Influential women in the 1960s. Rosa Parks sparked the bus boycott in Alabama in 1955. Elizabeth Eckford sparked the Little Rock protest in 1957. And Ella Baker was influential as a member of the NAACP, SCLC and NCC. Claudette Colvin arrested for riding in a white seat. NAACP didn't use her. 1968 saw Howard Smith joke that sex should be included in the Civil Rights Act. And it was. The National Organization for Women, NOW, was formed in 1966. Feminism was promoted by Betty Friedan. The Report on American Women in 1963 was commissioned by Kennedy and championed by Eleanor Roosevelt. 40% of the American population lived in suburbs, which promoted conservatism. Control reproductive lives was the slogan used by NOW at the conference of 1967. Women's Equity League Action formed, who were against abortion, but they brought action against 300 schools and colleges that were discriminating against women. 1967 saw an executive order issued against sex discrimination, and every year from 1927 to 1970, the ERA was proposed, but only in 1972 was it debated by both houses. 1950 and 1953 saw the Senate pass the ERA, but a condition was attached so women rejected it. The Equal Pay Act of 1963 made change seem unnecessary. February 1970 saw supporters picket Congress and disrupt a committee meeting, considering lowering the voting age. August in 1972 saw a strike of 20,000 women calling for full equality. Nixon accepted the ERA and 30 states ratified it. Schlafly held the Daughters of the American Revolution and helped them re-emerge. Stokely Carmichael said the only position for women in the SNCC is prone, like Frederick Douglass in 1868. Kate Millett wrote in Sexual Politics in 1970 that every avenue of power is in entirely male hands. Female wages were 63% of males in 1956, but this has fallen to 57% in 1973. There was no tax relief for children until 1977. From 1970 to 1992, 80,000 to 100,000 women were involved in some form of women's group. There were 1 million abortions a year before Roe v. Wade in 1973. And this was social change, not just political. Women were still paid 32% less than men. 1981 saw the first woman appointed to the Supreme Court. 1981 saw Jean Fitzpatrick appointed ambassador to the UN. 1984 saw Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman, as a vice presidential candidate. In 1986, half of graduates were women. In 1990, fewer than 8% of engineers were women. In 1990, there were still only two female senators. But in 1993, this rose to seven female senators.